Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. What a great, what a unique song. And what a great movie, man. It really was. You know, that's one of those movies there could have been a sequel to. There never was. They could have had John.
Talked about it. It was like one of those things that was in development and whatever, never happened.
John, why don't they do a sequel to Ferris Bueller? I mean, on one hand, I kind of like it because it just stands alone. But on the other hand, it could have created
It is sort of a standaloner.
Yeah, just make a whole other day of nonsense. Yeah, he skips another day.
But it feels cheap.
Was he a senior in high school? And so
he was a senior, yeah.
I mean, everyone skips in college, so there's nothing heroic about skipping a day of class in college. I did that all the time. All right, let's talk to our next guest. He's our first guest of the day. He does a phenomenal job covering the Philadelphia 76ers and certainly does it for The Athletic. You can follow his work at Derek Bodner, NBA. John and I came in today looking for answers to questions like, how many days does Ben Simmons need to be with the Sixers in order to accrue a year of service time that gets him closer to free agency? Basically, we're trying to figure out where the leverage exists within the situation. And for that, we turn to the man who covers the Sixers, Derek Bodner. How you been, Derek?
I'm doing well, Joe.
All right, buddy. Let's get to it. I know this gets messy, and this gets into CBA stuff, which is never compelling radio, but it matters. The collective bargaining agreement matters here. Derek, if Ben Simmons was not traded by the Sixers and actually sat out the entire year, we know he would not get a salary for the season, but would he still be a free agent on the same timetable? How does that work within the rules of the NBA?
He would. He would be a free agent on the same timetable. At the conclusion of the 2024-25 season, he will be a free agent. There is some impact that would have on service time, which we'll get into in a second. But the bottom line is he will be a free agent in the summer of 2025, regardless of what happens this year.
So when you reference service time, are you indicating that the salary that he could get to as he gets deeper into his career, we know NBA players' max salaries are based on how many years of service they've had in the league. Are you saying that would be lower because he would not get an accrued season, even though he still would be a free agent on the same timetable?
Right. So the NBA uses service time to determine minimum and maximum salaries, along with some other pension stuff, but that doesn't really matter here.
No.
So the minimum salary doesn't matter. Even Ben Simmons' most strongest critics would not think he's going to be a minimum salary player in 2025. We'll skip over that. It would only be a couple $100,000 difference anyway. The big thing is the maximum service. So the NBA uses buckets to determine how much of the salary cap you can earn. Players with 0 to 6 years of experience can earn 25%, 7 to 9 years of experience, 30%, and 10 plus can earn 35% of the cap. But Ben Simmons' salary is set to expire when he has 9 years of experience. So dropping that down to 8 would still remain within the same bucket.
Wow.
There is a little bit of a thing where basically players with 7 or 8 years of experience can earn what's called a supermax extension. So you can earn that 35% if you reach certain qualifications. We just saw Joel Embiid do that this past season.
Yep.
There's all kinds of qualifications, mostly in terms of all NBA teams. So what this would do is you have typically 2 summers to qualify to get that extension, 7 or 8 years of experience. If he drops down a year of experience, he would only have 1 summer to qualify. So that could have an impact, but there's a curveball. You can only earn a supermax if you're on the team that drafted you. So the only way this would come into impact is if somehow he set out for 30 days, the Sixers repaired the bridge, And he finished off this contract with the Sixers, and the Sixers wanted to sign him to an extension in like 2023, which isn't going to happen. So there's no real impact.
All right. So this is great intel. And again, Derek Bodner with us here breaking it down. So, Derek, let's start crystal balling it a little bit from your end. You know, Ben reportedly is saying he doesn't want to, will not play for the Sixers again. If the Sixers don't trade him, do you believe that? Do you believe that he would never report to the 76ers during this contract?
My default response is no, just because it's never happened. I think this is a largely leveraged play. That being said, I think if he wants to maintain the strongest leverage he has in a trade, I think showing up is the move that he should make. I don't think the Sixers are too harmed if he sits out until December or even closer to the trade deadline. I think where he can put the biggest pressure on them is by coming in. If you think back to Jimmy Butler a couple of years ago when the Sixers got him, you know, for Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Jared Bayless, a really low offer, the Sixers were able to do that for two reasons. First of all, Jimmy Butler was going to be an expiring. He was on the last year of his contract. That doesn't apply here. So the Wolves had less leverage there. But also, Jimmy Butler was a giant distraction in training camp for Minnesota. They had to move off of him because he was such a distraction. I think Ben sitting at home and sort of fading off into the distance sort of helps the Sixers, you know, drag this out until December or later, when I think his trade value will increase. I think him coming to camp and being a distraction is the best way for him to get off this team. So I think I think he might show up for that reason. But no, I don't. I would say I think he will eventually show up, in part because players don't like losing money, in part because I think there will be pressure from the league to get him back in camp, but also in part because I think it's in his best interest to force a trade by showing up.
Derek, we had a Minnesotan, Paul Charchian, on our show last week who said that the Timberwolves would love to add Ben. Are there teams who are close to making a trade at this point, even though we believe Ben is just such a total loser?
Yeah, I think there are certainly teams that are interested in him. The problem with a lot of these teams is they don't have a lot of players who can actually help you win right now. And the teams that do have players of that caliber aren't really interested in trading. You know, there's sort of like a pervasive optimism at this time of year where there's, you know, if there's 30 teams in the league, 26 of them think they can make the playoffs. And they don't want to trade their pieces right now. In a trade like this, the teams that are really interested in Ben Simmons, I think, are the teams who have, you know, like Sacramento, who's missed the playoffs 15 years in a row, like Minnesota, who's missed the playoffs like 14 out of 15 or whatever it is, teams that really need their floors raised to challenge for those playoff spots. I think they're the teams that are interested, but I think you eventually need to make this a three-team trade. And it's the time of the season where it's just not really viable to do that. So I think that's why the Sixers and Daryl Morey want him back in a camp. About half the league becomes trade eligible in December. That can't be traded right now. So I think it would be easier to facilitate a deal then. But I think there's teams interested. I think they're just the teams that right now don't have what the Sixers would be looking for.
How does Joel really feel about all this?
It's hard to say. I think Joel is probably a lot like all of us, where I think he, at a personal level, I think he likes Ben Simmons. I don't think there is friction in that regard. I think there are times where he probably questions whether or not he is a running mate, the second best player to get them to a championship.
Right.
I think you could see that question when he, you know, reacted to Ben passing up that dunk. I think he's a lot like all of us in that regard. But I don't think there's a deep-seated personal problem with the two. I think Joel Embiid just wants to win.
Derek, I hate that I'm going to ask this question because it almost gives an out for Ben having a reasonable gripe, which I don't think he has. But I'm just curious. Do you think Ben's gripe is more with the 76ers franchise or Philadelphia sports fans? What do you think
franchise
is the greater thing? Okay, and what do you think it is about the franchise that drives him to want to not be a Sixer anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of this goes back to the trade and the trade negotiations in January. I mean, the Sixers and the Rockets got deep enough in negotiations where Ben Simmons and Danny Green were informed that there was a strong possibility they were going to be traded. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when you guys had me on back then, one of the things, and look, regardless of whether you think Ben Simmons is an all-star, perhaps could be more than that, perhaps is less than that because he's so detrimental in the playoffs, players of that caliber don't typically react well to being dangled in trades. So that was always one of the risks that you would disenfranchise. And I think I can see Ben's side a little bit in that. Like, why would I be fully committed to a franchise that has tried to trade me? I think when you're a player of that caliber, that's a pretty natural reaction. I think that's part of the reason why Doc Rivers spent, you know, the second half of the season basically completely lying to us about how great Ben Simmons is, because I think he knew deep down that there was a little bit of a bridge that they had to gap to keep him around long-term. So you had that in. The fact that there were trade rumors earlier in this offseason, the comments from Doc Rivers at the end of the season, I think certainly didn't help. I think it's a sort of combination of stuff that makes Ben Simmons feel like he is not wanted by the franchise.
Derek, how and when will this end?
I think it probably ends. I go back and forth all the time. I think it probably ends early in the season, but it might take until December after an extended holdout. I think that is probably the way it ends. But I could be, you could convince me. I'm frankly changing my mind right now as we speak. This is pretty much unprecedented. You've never seen a player with 4 years left on his contract a holdout like this. The NBA has never really seen a player hold out deep into the season, which is why, even as I say, I think he might hold out until December. I'm second-guessing myself because it just never happens. I do think it ends up with a trade, certainly a trade by the trade deadline, but I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get to that point.
You know what's even more unprecedented? Player's not even that good. I mean, this would be like, I don't want to say Boston Scott, who I like and admire, but, you know, like Boston Scott's like, I'm holding out from the Eagles. I'm holding out. All right,
typically,
buddy.
Players who do this are Anthony Davis level stars.
Exactly. Right. Derek, great information, man. We appreciate it. Stay well, and obviously we'll be talking in the coming days and weeks on the show. Thanks, Derek.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
What a mess. What an absolute – sorry to, you know, put Boston Scott in the line of fire. I didn't mean to do him dirty, but you get my point. I mean
– That's right. Boston Scott's a way better football player than
– Hey.
No.
You know what? At least Boston Scott shows up. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Speaking of showing up, Shil Kapadia will show up next. More on the Eagles, his film breakdown of what went on in that game, the performance of all the players will hit that, and rock all the calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.